The Senate is debating its version of President Bush's tax cut. A final vote comes Monday on a tax package that totals $1.35 trillion in cuts over a decade. That is smaller than the president wanted, a concession to Democrats and some Republicans who said the cut was too big. Now, the president's allies in Congress are working to make the tax cut grow again. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports from the Capitol.
Senate Majority Whip Don Nichols was talking on the Senate floor yesterday, sometimes waving his arms in frustration with Democrats who've been trying to scale back the tax cut.
Some people in here voted on their budget resolution to reduce the size of this package from $1.6 trillion to $1.35. Okay, they won. And so now we have the budget resolution. We're doing the best job we can with $1.35.
Maybe his side lost, but Nichols doesn't want to give up anything. He wants to keep as much as possible of the president's proposed income tax cut, the biggest share of which benefits the wealthy. Republicans have campaigned for years on a poll-tested promise to repeal the so-called marriage penalty, so they don't want to abandon that idea. Business groups like the Chamber of Commerce have lobbied to repeal the federal estate tax, so Republicans can't abandon that either. That tax is currently imposed on inheritances of more than $1.2 million. But Nichols is not concerned by critics who say repealing it just helps the rich.
If you cut the death tax, you're really benefiting the wealthy. Well, what's right about the federal government taking over half of what somebody's worked their entire life for and they want to pass it on to their kids? What is right about the government saying, oh, we want 60% of it? We want 55% of it?
Republicans also need some Democratic votes in order to get this plan through the evenly divided Senate, so they crammed in a few more tax provisions. The proposals pleased liberal-leaning groups like Bob Greenstein's Center on Budget and Policy Priorities.
The Senate bill does do significantly better for working poor and near-poor working families with children. Now, the president's plan left them out altogether. The Senate bill does have some serious provisions to offset payroll and excise taxes they pay, supplement their wages, and help them out.
But to make all those tax cuts fit, the tax writers are putting off many tax cuts for years, so they seem less costly.
This tax bill is structured in a way that many provisions don't become fully effective till 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012.
That popular marriage penalty repeal wouldn't take effect for years. The estate tax repeal wouldn't take full effect for years. Other tax cuts take effect for a few years and then disappear again. John Kyle is a member of the Senate's Tax Writing Committee.
You can't do more with less without something having to give.
Some Democrats are asking if this is entirely honest. Since the tax cuts get bigger over time, they become more expensive. They become the most expensive in 10 years, just as the baby boom generation begins to retire, just as the government gets stuck with massive retirement and medical costs. And many of the tax cuts would continue permanently. North Dakota Senator Kent Conrad is asking, what then?
The cost explodes in the second 10 years because many of the provisions don't take effect until late in the decade, so their full cost is masked.
Republicans insist they're not concerned. They say the economy will grow large enough over time that it won't matter, and in any event, they're hoping this tax plan will change again. Stanley Collender is a budget analyst for the Washington firm Fleischman Hillard.
What they're trying to do is put as much into this package as they can in terms of substantive provisions so that they can argue about them and negotiate in the conference with the House that comes up next.
Once any kind of plan passes the Senate, key lawmakers hold private negotiations with the House. Republican leaders in both houses say they intend to restore as much of the president's original tax plan as possible. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, the Capitol.